Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Today's episode of My Wife Hates Me is brought to you by Casper. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/mywife and using promo code MYWIFE.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are testing. We're going. We are going. It's today is May 20th. Today is Wednesday, May 20th. It's a beautiful day out.
It's not that beautiful. It's kind of cold.
It's windy, but it's nice out. The sun's out. Things are great. We have a new client. We have Casper Mattress. They have a great mattress. We'll tell you guys about it later. But
exciting.
We got Casper Mattress. We have fantasysports.codes. We have
fantasysports.codes is still advertising with us.
We have
two weeks in a row.
So we'll tell
guys, you guys, I did not F that up.
We will tell you about Casper. We have out on our porch. We have a bird feeder. Okay, up in our bedroom, on our bedroom porch, we have a bird house.
It's a beautiful house. It's a balcony, right?
Yeah, a balcony. Balcony, sorry. We have a beautiful bird house. I wrote a bit about it. It's on my new CD, I think. It'll be in my new 1 hour special.
I bet it's terrific.
So we have a bird house that I bought.
Don't give too much away.
That you put to suction cups and you can see into the bird house.
You can see right in there.
Okay, well, guess what? We've had that bird house for over a year and not a bird has moved
no
in.
No bird has ever even come
not
close.
Not one bird
to that
has
thing.
Moved in. And it's a beautiful house. It's not like a Section 8 house. That's one of the jokes I do in my bit. It's a beautiful house, Victorian. You would see that bird house in San Francisco. So anyhow, that's on our upstairs balcony. On our downstairs balcony, we have a bird feeder where you put bird seed in.
People get what a bird feeder is. It's a
hanging bird feeder. It looks like a little gazebo, but it's a
little what?
Gazebo.
Gazebo?
Gazebo.
No, how do you say it?
Gazebo.
Okay.
How do you say it?
Uh-huh. That's
gazebo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we feed the birds. Well, a bird decided, hey, why live in a beautiful house? Let me nest in the bird feeder.
They don't have to go too far for food.
And the bird built a nest, and there's three little baby birds in the nest right now. And I'm so worried about them all day. I keep thinking, are they being fed? Are they alive? You know, I want to get one of those eyedroppers and personally feed them to make sure.
The mom is on it.
I don't know. I didn't see. I want to see all three of their heads popped up with their beaks going, give me food. You know how they go, give me food with their beaks. And I'm worried. I was playing golf today. I'm worried. Are these birds being fed?
Well, there's a cat that comes up on our balcony a lot.
A cat can never get to that birdhouse. It's it would be impossible unless it was a flying cat. Talk for 1 second. I'm going to go pour a cup of coffee.
Why do I have to talk? I'll just do this right now.
Do the fantasy sports. No, do the sports.
Casper.
Oh, that's in the middle.
Why?
Didn't you hear what I said?
Well, you had the fantasy.
Daily. I'll do that one.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do this one.
Our podcast has just become a
we have two
shit show of ads.
No, it hasn't. And do not ruin these ads.
All right.
Do not ruin them because we need two or three ads. Everybody has one, two, or three ads, right?
Yeah, but quickly. Like, it doesn't take this much time. Well, they go through fast.
Okay, I'm going to do them quick, but I just want to get started. This Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club. Sunday, Bonnie and I are working together in New Hope, Pennsylvania, at the Raz, at what's it called? The Raz House?
Something like that.
The Raz House in New Hope. Chris Koch is hosting, very funny guy from Philly. He's a headliner. There's three headliners. Him, yourself, and myself at the
Raz,
Room. It's called the Raz Room in
Can
New Hope.
Can you stop yelling about the Raz Room? I mean,
it's the Raz Room.
I get it. You think, I don't know what, like where you learned whatever podcasting or whatever, but was there, did you take a seminar where they're like, you need to say everything three times? You're like, even when you're talking about the birdhouses, like, it's a feeder. They've nested in a feeder. It's like, the people can.
I make sure you paint.
But people understand the first time around what's going on.
No, you got to paint
a picture.
And then
you're like, the Raz Room. It's like, shut the fuck up.
I said the Raz Room one time.
No, you didn't. You said it a lot of times. And it's just, it's like, I don't want to have a fight about this, but calm down on the repeating of shit. Okay? Because you know why? There's going to be nothing in the podcast anymore except plugging and ads. Is that what you want this to be?
No, that's not what we do.
Well, that's what is happening because you're so worked up over these ads. You're so worked up
I'm
over getting
up,
your
man.
Plugs.
Up.
Yes, you are. You're worked up. You gave me a speech before the podcast. You give me a speech in the podcast.
You give me a speech every day.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
You're giving me a speech right now.
You true?
You're
right.
Okay.
But I want to make it clear.
Okay, I'm throwing out a couple plugs and then we move on.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, you're going to bring up New Hope again.
I will at the end of the show. I don't bring it up. I bring it up in the beginning.
Okay, see if you can do the plug for New Hope without saying, you just need it one time. We're going to be Sunday.
Okay,
you're
Sunday
around
night.
New Hope. We're at the Raz Room. Done.
Sunday night, there's three of us.
First of all, who's the guy?
Chris Koscha. Very funny.
Chris Koscha.
Headliner from Philly. Remember when I worked Atlantic City? He opened for me one night. I think you were there. My friend Matt was there. Funny guy.
I don't remember.
Remember in Atlantic City when I was at that, what's that casino that I closed, that big one, the Revel?
Yeah.
And remember I did one night and you came down.
Yeah.
And he was the opener.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was
he
me
was
and him.
Funny.
It was a two-man show. Right. Very funny. So he's hosting, and then you and I, who never get to work together because we're both headlining different rooms
because at different times. Because I don't ever want to work with you. You're an asshole. The last time we worked together, we got into a huge fight. We fought so much on the way home, my throat swelled
up. Because you're a baby.
And it hurt.
Your throat swelled up?
I don't know what's appropriate how to say it.
Your throat swelled up. That's how you say it.
My throat got swollen.
All right, so let me get through these, and then we'll move on. So the Raz Room Sunday.
Okay,
Friday.
No. Stop. You already did it. You already
did it. I won't
do
it again.
And you'll do it again. But yes, you will. So stop.
All right.
Just stop yourself.
Friday and Saturday, Gotham. I didn't say. I got to say that one. And then next weekend, Ventura Comedy Club. That's it. In Ventura, California. Next weekend. And we got Memorial Day coming up. Does the pool open up Memorial Day? When is this pool open? This week?
Yes.
In this freezing weather, the pool's going to open.
Yes, the pool's going to open. There happens to be no rule that you have to get in the motherfucking pool. But guess what? They will take the lock off.
Do you have to curse?
Well, you're fucking driving me nuts. Oh, the polls, like, who are you? Who have you become? You become a weird. You're headed into old age just at full force.
Why, could I explain what the chess club was to you last night?
Last night, we're parking the car in the village. We're going to go into a comedy cellar. And I go, oh, look, what was it called? The
chess house or something?
Chess. It was a store called the Chess House. And I was thinking, oh, I might want to get Raina a chess board at some point. So I just happened to mention, oh, there's the chess house.
No, you said, what is that place?
No, I didn't say.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes,
stop.
You did. That's why I
stop.
Told you what
no.
it was.
Are you
crazy? You lost your mind. Why would I
Why would
you?
I care if I'd asked what it was? Why would I get mad?
You go,
if
what's
I...
that place there?
No, said, I didn't.
You might have said.
I said, oh, look, the chess house. And you said, that's where they sell chess boards and chess pieces. And you explained.
They play there, too.
What's so fucking obvious. That's like an old man does shit like that. Like, you really think you're telling, like.
I hate to break. I think you're loose. You're going crazy.
Why would I get mad after that? Why would I go, what is that place? And then when you explained it to me, why would I go?
Because you were being
why
sarcastic.
Why would I start making fun
you
of you?
You were being sarcastic.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't being sarcastic. And
quit
I didn't
being
say, what
yelling.
Is that place?
I don't know what you're
well,
yelling.
Because that's
and
how you talk to
eyes.
Old men. You fucking yell at them until they understand.
Oh, I'm an old man.
You are acting like an old man. Yes, you eat like an old man, shoving your tongue out with the food.
What do you consider an old man?
I consider it a frame of mind.
Do you?
And you are in it.
No,
man. Yes.
All right. Well, here's the deal.
Oh God.
Oh, should I do this one now or later?
No, do it now.
I'm not good at these. Can you do them both?
I'm gonna do them, but I'm doing them fast.
No,
listen, we're not spending all day on dailyfantasysports.codes. Are you a daily fantasy sports guru, or just trying to learn the basics?
Did you say that right?
Yes, but I want to say it like you say it.
How do I say it?
Guru. No, I can't say it properly anymore. You've seen the ads for daily fantasy sports sites where you can play with real money for prizes up to $1 million. Before you sign up for any daily fantasy sports site, check out dailyfantasysports.codes. Read unbiased reviews and make sure to visit them first so you're getting the best bonuses possible. Learn the strategies to help you win over the long term. Follow them on Twitter at DFSCodes. Or visit dailyfantasysports.codes.
No, they said the middle. Don't do that now. Don't do that now.
It is the middle. We're in the middle.
No, we're not. We're
only
at 10 minutes. Let's wait. Relax. Let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on.
Oh, my God. There's a guy send me a link to his stand-up, and we were going to go over it, but...
What happened?
I there's no way to
we can
don't
listen.
Have a way to air it or whatever.
All we got
to
do is repeat what he says. You hit it and pause and go, okay, and we'll go over the jokes. You got your phone? Is it on your phone?
Yeah, but my phone's upstairs.
Well, go get it. I'll do some talking.
Oh, get ready for some plugs.
I'm not going to plug. I'm just going to talk. Hurry up. Run and get your phone. Remember, this Sunday, do not forget. I'm only kidding. God, I'm looking forward to coming to, I'm going to L.A. next week. I'll be there. I get Tuesday night. So Wednesday, I think I'm doing a podcast. Hopefully I'll do one Thursday. If not, I'll play golf. And then Friday, I'm going to head up to Ventura. Well, I've never been to Ventura, so I don't even know heading up how far it is from L.A. I think it's like an hour, someone told me. How far is Ventura from L.A.? Do you know? An hour?
In their right minds, ever gone to Ventura?
No one goes to Ventura? It's a vacation area, isn't it?
I have no clue.
You used to live there.
Not in Ventura.
But you never been there?
No.
You never traveled there?
No.
An hour outside of LA?
Nope.
Let's go up to Ventura for the day. You've never,
never did
that.
It.
On the back of your boyfriend's motorcycle. Let's take a ride.
Nope.
Nope. Up along the coast.
Not one of the places.
Okay, I'm just asking. That's all I'm doing is asking. Do we want to talk about, before we do this, nah.
Here it is.
Okay, first of all, what's his name? And tell
Chris
me.
Chris Monger.
Oh, he. I know his cousin Dick. Wait, hold on. Stop. You got to set it up. You can't
I'm trying.
Chris Monger. What's the email say?
It said, can you.
Well, hit pause.
I can't. It won't pause.
Damn, you hit pause. Okay.
It's not pausing. He's in a competition.
Where? Where's he from?
I don't know where this is.
Well, read the email first. Read the email.
Oh, God.
I don't know why people want us to critique their comedy. We're not, you know. Here's the deal. We'll do it. We'll listen. We'll give you some advice. But if you're not doing it for 10 years, whatever.
I live in Blacksburg, Virginia. That's but I'm moving Lynchburg. To New York City.
Yeah. What else?
Do you remember me? We talked before. I said, where? He goes, months ago. You guys talked about me on the air, and then I called in, and we shot the shit.
Oh, is that the same guy?
I don't know who it is. I don't remember that.
He was too confident.
Oh.
Now he sent us another video?
Mm-hmm.
What do we got to keep doing? What do we got to keep plugging this guy? He's smart. He's getting free fucking, he's getting free advertisement.
Listen to this. So he says, I want to meet up. He goes, tell me anytime you'd like to meet up and I'll be there. And then he writes again. I don't write him back. He goes, Monday, May 18th, I'll be in the city. Then I don't write him back. He goes, but I'll travel up whenever. I don't write him back. Last message and I'll stop bugging you. If you wanted to meet up a weekday this week, I'd call sick to work too. I don't write back. I'm in the city today and tomorrow if you're interested in meeting up.
Well, why would he want to meet up?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you write him? Why do you want to meet up?
He wants to work for us.
What did he say he would do? Didn't he say he'd basically be our slave?
No.
Is that the guy that said he would do anything? What do you say? How do you
I'll write for you guys. Open for you. Work at Sirius. Anything.
He'll write for us? How could he possibly write for us?
Well, I don't know.
What's he going to do at Sirius? We should have him come in and just make him run errands. Go out and get us food. We need an assistant. We have no interns on our radio show. We have no interns. That come in every
what would
radio.
You have an intern do pick out your golf clothes? Like
no,
what?
Go get us food and what interns do? They get credits for that. How come we don't have an intern on our radio show? Everybody has interns.
We have actual producers.
Yeah, but I want an intern. I'm gonna have to.
Okay, go get one. No one's stopping you.
Well, can we get but one?
Are
we
gonna just sit
one?
Around and pound your fists into the air? I want an intern.
Yeah. I'm not pounding my fist in the air. Quit mimicking me and mocking me when I say I want something that would help us out. You think you're so fucking like cool and you got it all
mm-hmm.
together. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just fucking whenever we have a guest on our radio show, you always take their side no matter what.
Oh my God. Last night I had to because he was our guest and it got awkward and I wasn't paying attention really and I didn't know how it all started. And what? Like really we're going to both gang up on our guest?
Yeah.
If you are fighting with a guest, I have to
take I wasn't fighting with him. I just brought up a point. That it seemed
yeah,
like
yeah, but you were mad. Then later we saw him again at the club, and you guys were like talking.
Yeah, we
and
always
buddies.
Talk. We always talk, and we get along.
I know, but I mean, like, what if I've been like, look, douchebag, my husband here is making a valid point, and then I'd be in fight with him, and you guys would be friends.
Well, it doesn't
That's
matter.
Why you don't.
Did I go up to that host last night that brought you up? Here's how.
Yeah, but I don't want you to
yes,
do
you.
Stuff. No,
yes,
I don't.
You do.
No, don't I
you
don't.
Do. Yes, okay, let me tell you something. Bonnie tells me, and I'm not going to say the host's name because he's a friend, but he was hosting a show, and Bonnie calls me, fucking guy, this is how he intros me. He goes, our next comic, you might recognize her from Two Girls and a Cup. That was her intro he gave her. And she's going, what a fucking asshole. Why would he intro me like that? Maybe because he doesn't want to MC. And she's complaining to me. So all that tells me is, hey, take care of this.
No,
that's what a husband does. He takes care of it.
Can I just tell you the truth of why? Like, I'm not telling you that so that you'll do something about it. I'm just telling you so I can tell you. Just like people say stuff like, oh, what a douche. Like, you talk shit about people. That's what you do in life.
No, yeah, but when a wife says, someone mistreated his wife, the husband goes, I'll take care of it.
Okay, this is the thing that I always say.
You don't
you
take care of it.
You paint me into a corner so that I can never tell you anything.
That's not true, but you won't take care of it.
I won't tell you these things
anymore.
No, you can tell me. But I don't need to take care of it.
Yes, you do.
No, 99% of stuff just goes by the wayside. That guy never MCs there. I almost never talk to him.
But if it gets you mad...
Who cares?
That means you
gotta
pick up.
You don't need to address every single slight that comes your way. You don't need to address it. You don't. What did it help last night?
Let me tell you what it helped last night. I said to him last night, I go, next time you intro my wife, maybe you don't say from two girls in a cup. Maybe you say she's done three Lettermans. Maybe she's done HBO, Comedy Central, made a movie. I mean, know what it did? It opened his eyes that you should get more respect than an intro.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but don't act like I said it in order for you to do that. That was not my intent. But
it's natural instinct for a guy to stick up for his wife. That's natural. If somebody fucking is going to devalue what you have worked so hard to do and say to an audience.
I don't see it like that. I just see it as like, oh, whatever, one douchebag.
If it's a friend of ours making a joke, if Bobby Kelly said, hey, this girl, you know, well, he's our friend.
He didn't apologize, by the way. He just goes, oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, you did.
Well, he kind of is like, oh, man, I didn't know. That's his apology, but... Yeah, look, he might not have did it on purpose. He might not have done it viciously. He might have just been fucking around, okay? But the fact is, you have earned credibility, and people should know. All right, why don't you do let's talk about this. What's the new company? What's the name of the new company?
Casper. So listen, we have a special offer for the listeners of this show. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/mywife and using my wife for the promo code. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks, everybody.
Here's the deal. Today when I was in Walmart, I almost bought... another one of those things you put over your mattress, you know, those covers. Because every time I'm in a hotel, I don't know which ones they use, but they're so comfortable. They're so comfortable. You know what I'm talking about? Those, what are those things?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So I might buy this mattress. Because we went out and bought a king-size mattress, and we cut back on the king-size mattress. You know, we bought our king-size mattress. What did we pay? $500 and some.
Why are you talking about this? Let's move on.
Well, because what I'm saying is maybe I'll get one of these for $900 or nine something because it's got to be more comfortable than our goddamn bed because our bed stinks.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it another time.
I keep my bed where I sleep. It feels like I'm falling off the bed every time. This isn't promo. I'm talking about sleeping now in our bed. It's not comfortable. Is your side comfortable? Remember when you were in the hotel last week? You called me and go, how come? I can't find something that's comfortable. Remember you said that when you called me? You don't remember, do you? I do. That's all I'm saying. Let's move on. Because now you're getting frustrated. But I'm just talking beds. That's all I'm doing. God. Can't have a conversation with you without you getting mad and screaming and breaking and yelling. I try to do, you know, whatever. Let's move on. So, Bonnie was in Ohio over the weekend. How did you have a good time there?
Yes, I did.
Are you now? You're going to sulk and be upset.
I'm not sulking, Rich. Stop pushing. Let it go. Move on. If you want to talk about something else, start talking about something else.
What would you like to talk about?
I wanted to do this thing that with this guy's.
Oh, but we already did this guy. Why do we keep doing him?
I don't know. I didn't realize that.
Remember, and he stunk.
Well, see
do a minute
again.
Of them. We'll do 1 minute. You know, turn it up, please. Contest.
New apartment complex recently. New apartment complex, place called the Edifice Complex. And a place full of.
Okay, so his first joke was I moved into a new. Okay, first of all, I thought he was funny when he first got up on stage.
Why?
Because he said that last guy, this, you know, keep going for that last guy, this competition's going to be easy, which was kind of funny.
Wait, what did he say?
He said something like, keep going for the last guy, this competition's going to be easy. Which trashed the last guy, which I liked.
Yeah, no, you don't do that in a contest.
It's funny. He wasn't being mean. He was just being funny.
Well, if he's trashing him, he's being mean.
And then he was very confident as he got going. But here's the thing. So
he's
the,
got a long head.
So the first joke is kind of funny, right? He goes, he moved into a new apartment complex, the Oedipus complex. Okay. It's just a stupid pun.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What? What did he say?
They're all puns.
I ordered a package. I had a package sent to my new apartment, and I ordered it on through UPS, and have it sent through UPS, and it's been 2 weeks, and it hasn't shown up yet. I swear to God, that UPS guy doesn't show up again tomorrow. I'm going to go postal.
Okay, so he said he ordered a package, and it hasn't come yet, and if the UPS guy doesn't show up tomorrow, he's going to go postal.
You know what the next guy going up after him? He's going to go, yes, this is going to be really easy to win.
So, two puns in a row. But it would be funny if like they were like all like sort of so stupid.
Hit pause. That's something that Todd Glass would do.
As a 15, joke.
As a joke, like 10 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And you would watch Todd Glass doing it, it'd be the funniest.
And you'd know
thing.
He was fucking around. But this guy is
fucking
not
thing.
Fucking around. Okay, so he says he's got a depressing apartment.
You've seen it. Did you watch this before?
Yeah, he's got two end tables, not a single beginning table.
Is everything opposites? Everything a player
it's like wants? It's like you could right now make up a couple of. I've got some T-shirts, but no S-shirts.
Yeah, my place has a backyard, but there's no front yard.
No, Rich, you're the worst.
What?
You're the worst.
What?
Because there is such a thing as a front yard, you douche. Are you kidding me right now? Was that really your attempt at a joke?
Wait, no, I was just doing the opposite.
No, he's not doing opposite. He's doing puns.
Yeah, puns. Okay.
But you really don't get it.
Yes, I do.
You're going to critique a guy.
I get it. I just said, don't act like I don't get it when
you
I get
said
it.
Front. I was like, is he really going to say front yard? And
well,
you
it's
did.
Also, too, he's doing, he has no end tables. He has no beginning tables. That's just the opposite. It's not only a pun, it's an opposite.
Okay. All right. Let's move okay, on. To I don't want to embarrass you further. So let's.
You're not
let's,
embarrassing me. Why no, are you saying you're embarrassed?
You should be embarrassed.
You're embarrassed. You listened
yeah,
to this
I'm
already.
Embarrassed
you
for
prepared
you.
Your little.
I did
you,
not.
You listened, did you watch this and you sat up?
I watched it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a comedy competition at the championship fight at Tots, top of the stairs, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Tots Grand is booking hotel rooms at $50,000 each. Parking was $300. We're each walking away. Each comedian's walking away with a cool $100 million just for competing.
I don't get this.
Our tickets are $6. I'm afraid of being a brawl, though. I don't mind. I've been in a couple fights in my life. Been in a couple brawls. I was in this one fight, and it was going okay. I was winning, but then the guy totally fisted me.
He was in a brawl, and it was going okay, but then the guy totally fisted me. Anything to that?
Mm-mm.
Why? Now you're not going to talk?
No, this is your project.
Oh, my God. Because you said you
I
didn't
said
get the concept.
I did get the concept, but this is your project. So
but
go
why?
Ahead.
Okay. Take go another ahead. Shot at it.
No, this is your project. I do Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Why? I got to do it so you could try to make fun of me, too.
I'm not trying to make fun of you, but you won't. You're unrelenting. Like, if you make a mistake, you'll fight to the death that you didn't make a mistake. You did make a mistake. Admit that you made a mistake.
No,
and it's easy to do. You're just trying to think of something off the top of your head. It was a funny mistake.
You didn't say it was a funny mistake. You go, you're dumb.
Yeah, now, because, no, I only said that after you started fighting for it.
I didn't fight. I just said.
Normal people be like, oh, my God, that was stupid to say.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, move on. He fisted. What happened? He got in a fight and the guy fisted him?
Yeah.
That's sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Keep
so
going,
fun.
No, going.
No, it's so fun.
I'm having fun watching you do this. No, you're good at it.
No.
Do another one. Do another joke like him.
No.
Go ahead. Let me hear you do one.
No.
Go ahead. You're good at these. Let me hear you. Go ahead. What? So you did what? You bought a, let's see. Do another pun like he does. I'm not good at puns because I don't do them, so I don't know. Like, I've never done, I'm not really a pun guy. I got to get in the groove of what puns, how you do them. Then I can do a million puns if you want. So do a pun.
You're always, there's nothing you can't do, is
you're
there?
You're right. Do a pun. Yeah, there's a lot of things I can't do.
Like, if you were in the group, like, you won't even say, like, I'm just not good at puns. You would be like, unless I got in the groove, then I could do a million puns. It's like, it's an annoying character trait.
No, it's just like when you're writing roast jokes. Some days you have it, then some days you get into a groove, and boom, you just, they're flying out of you.
What are you not good at?
What am I not good at?
We all know you have a very high IQ.
Okay.
You're very quick-witted. You're good, apparently. I don't think there's anything you've ever said you're not good at. So what? Tell us something. We don't know. What are you not good at?
I can't type. I'm not good at typing.
Very good. Very good. What else? Anything else?
I'm not good at picking spouses.
See? I knew it.
What?
Gonna get into a little knife fight to the death.
No, you say yeah.
We're just saying, what aren't you good at?
I gave you one. I'm not good at
a thousand things.
Name one.
Driving, not a good driver. No sense of direction.
Yep. I agree. Airheaded.
I'm not good at makeup.
You're good at makeup.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Bad at it.
What else? I'm not good at matching clothes.
I'm not good at handstand push-ups.
I can do those good.
No, you can't.
I can.
You said to me one day, I could do 10 in a row. And then you went to go do it and you fell right on your head without even getting up one time.
I was scared.
But do it now then.
I'll do it after the podcast.
Do you see how annoying you are?
I'll do it after the
podcast. Do you see this character trait? Like, I like arrogance. I appreciate
it. I'm not arrogant. I'm confident.
Yes, and that's one of the things that attracted me to you. But you still want, like, every once in a while, the real person to come through. Have some vulnerability and, you know.
I'm very vulnerable at times.
You're good at vulnerability too.
Yeah. I was worried about those birds all day today. Baby birds. Why am I worried about the birds?
Because you're a great person.
Yes. Okay. How many people would worry about the birds in a bird nest?
Yeah, you're deep hearted.
I am. Because I want them to live and just fly away. And know that they grew up on my fucking bird feeder. Okay,
don't know that. What are they like? Hey, by the way, it's a weird thing, but Rich Voss lived right there. Is that what you're hoping? That the baby birds will listen. He gets a bad rap. He's a nice guy. He worried about us.
I worried about those birds all day today, and I keep looking and checking on them. I just want them to stick their beaks up.
And
so
this
I know.
Is another thing you've been doing. This is an old man thing. You say constantly, "Don't touch them." Like anyone would touch a bird, baby
you
bird.
Don't touch even the birdhouse because the mother.
We know that everybody learned that in kindergarten.
Something about the scent, the human scent.
Okay, but you keep saying it to everyone. That's the annoying part.
Because we have a 7-year-old that will do it.
No, she knows more about animals than either one of us.
She'll do
and
it.
Both of us put together.
What I'm saying is she forgets.
No, she wouldn't. You need to stop repeating yourself all the time. You need to stop.
Is
that like a sign of something? Is there a psychologist?
You just repeated yourself 10 times about me repeating myself.
Yeah, because it got to get through to you.
play some more of your
no.
your favorite. Yes, I want to.
No.
Yes, I want to hear two more puns. Okay, he got fisted.
I didn't see that coming. He came out of nowhere, you know. So it was really rough. I could have been the champ. I could have won that match. But you about my glass jaw and my glass face and my low pain tolerance and my hemophilia.
You know what the problem is with comedy?
What? It's all bad?
Well, no, here's the problem.
Wait.
I went to the doctor. Doctor told me that I'm turning into a leopard.
He's turning into
a... turning into a leopard, and I went home, and my toenails fell off, and a piece of my big toe. So I guess that means that my claws are going to be growing in, so I'm going to be a leopard now. So that's cool. Doctor told me I got to be in quarantine. I guess that's because I'm going to be a bloodthirsty leopard soon. I got to get away from everybody.
I don't
Here's the
it.
Problem.
That's, it's getting
it's
craziness.
Here's the problem. These fucking guys are too confident. And they're saying
he's very confident. It's
but
like
they're
he
saying
takes
absolutely nothing. It's ridiculous because his friends are there laughing, and they're part of the problem. Because
the
now
friends,
this guy,
the supportive friends,
they're not.
Back in my day, we didn't have supportive friends.
I didn't
friends.
Bring fucking. I didn't want people to come see me.
No,
I remember when I worked.
I still don't.
I worked locally. I did a gig. You know, when I first started comedy, and I had props and stuff, and everybody in town was there. Everybody. And I think Jonathan Katz was the headliner, and I was like the middle or the host. And I had these props. I remember, and I've told this story before, I think on, you know, I pulled out an old big sweat sock, and I called it a Christmas stocking in the ghetto. And I pulled out like chicken bones and Afro picks and watermelon rye. It was so racist and horrible. A girl cried or went home. I sent her flowers. 2 days later, I sent her flowers because she was a friend. This black girl, I knew her family, and she was so upset. I made her cry.
This is awful.
But I didn't know because I was.
How could you not have known?
Because I didn't know. I just did like prop. I did whatever. I didn't have any training. I didn't go to what.
I gotta go get Raina.
It's only 3:10.
It's 3:13.
Well, go get her. I'll talk, and until you get back. Go get her. You can't leave her at the bus stop. People keep bringing her home for us. They think we're bad.
It happened one time. I brought her kid home a couple times too.
Who is that lady? I didn't even see her.
Neighbor.
All right, go get her.
Oh my god.
So
pause it.
I'll talk for a few minutes, and I want to tell the story about anyhow. So I it was horrible. I was working a local club. I think I might have been on stage maybe 5 or 6 times in my life. Maybe 7. I don't know. I was so bad, but the place was packed with all these people that I grew up with and I hung out with, and I mean, I got laughs, but it was so misleading because then I walk off going, "Oh man, I'm fucking funny. I'm good," but I didn't even get good in comedy till probably about a month ago. I was talking to a comic on the phone the other night. Fucking comics crack me up. And I don't think I usually say this because it's not my type of comedy. He said, "Yeah, there was a good crowd. They were smart. They were a smart, good crowd." You know, don't act like you're some nuclear physicist that they have to be so fucking smart to get your fucking dumb jokes. Yeah, we all do some material that could be a little hip and over people's heads, but none of us are fucking curing any diseases or coming up with some new technology that's going to change the world. We're up there entertaining people. Hopefully, you're not selling out and you're carrying a little message or talking about things you like or things that go on in your life or things you that you've dealt with or what you or how you feel. But it's not like, oh, you have to have a fucking PhD to see my goddamn show. You don't, because I'm not a fucking, you know, some head CEO at Apple that's giving a lecture to, you know, a bunch of technicians. I'm up there telling fucking dumb jokes, okay? I'm good at what I do, and the comic I was talking to is good at what he does, and most of the comics I hang out with are good at what they do. But none of us are really, you know, like so, like, whoa, man, thank God I went to college. I would have never got that. I wouldn't understood. I remember when I used to listen to Dennis Miller, he's, you know, using all these fucking words and stuff. And the bottom line is, be fucking funny. Although he was quite funny. He was actually one of my favorite comics back in the day. I mean, yeah, there is comics that you that have a much better vocabulary than I do and other comics, but we're not curing, however you want to put it, any goddamn diseases or coming up with any new scientific facts that's going to change the world. We're working fucking dumb comedy clubs, doing what we love, but you don't have to be a professor to see comedy. Do you get my point? I guess you do. And I'm just rambling because no one's here. It's just me. So I'll do a couple plugs, too. This Friday and Saturday, I'm at Gotham Comedy Club. Please, only hip and smart people come see me because I can't deal with dumb people. Yeah, of course you don't want a crowd of fucking yahoos. You don't want a bunch of... you know, there's a difference between being a smart crowd and a good crowd. You know, do you see what I'm saying? You don't want a fucking crowd that's all drunk and yelling this and that. Because some of those people that are drunk and yelling could be some of the smartest people on the planet, but they're just fucking drunk and yelling. Okay? So you want a good crowd. A good crowd is a smart crowd. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I guess you do get what I'm saying. You want a good crowd. A crowd that listens. And if they get what you say, they get what you say. Yeah. Yeah, there are some people that... aren't as smart as other people. There are some areas in the world that are different than other. There are some areas in this country that are different than other areas. But, you know, it breaks down to the fact that people just want to have a good fucking time. All right? So don't act like, you can't act like we're so much better than, hey, oh, I was so much, that crowd, ugh, I can't believe I was there in front of them. Like, who the fuck? Shut up. You're getting paid to tell fucking dumb jokes. So this Friday and Saturday, I'm at Gotham. Sunday, Bonnie and I are at the Raz Room in New Hope with Chris Kosha, who's going to host. Very funny. Three headliners Sunday night, the night before Memorial Day. And then the following weekend, I'll be up in at the Ventura Comedy Club, Ventura, California, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three nights. Looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to going out to L.A. I haven't been there in a while. Go hang out at probably the Improv, the Laugh Factory. Show your face around. You see what I'm saying? And my fucking eye is itching like a motherfucker. This pollen in the air. I'm really losing it. So I'm really looking forward to going out there. I haven't got my hotel room yet. Bonnie hates when we go out there because I like getting a hotel room right by the airport. To me, that's a central location, and it's easy once you're leaving town. You're right there. You're right by all the car rental places. You get a 4-star hotel there, a lot better deal than, you know, in Beverly Hills or in Westwood or, you know, in any of those areas there, and it's going to take you as much time to drive anywhere, anyhow. You know, the fucking traffic's a nightmare no matter where you're fucking staying in L.A. So I try to get a hotel, 4-star. I go on Priceline. I would have got a hotel last night in New York and done Opie and Jimmy this morning, which today is Wednesday. This will probably go up Thursday or Friday, but I would have went and done Opie and Jim, but... Hotels were $500 to $600 a night in New York this week. Like they're gouging people because it's Memorial Weekend, and every motherfucker from Europe and the Midwest is here, and the hotels are taking advantage of it. And I fucking hate gouging. When Hurricane Sandy came, there was hotels in the area here that are probably 70 a night. They were charging $300 and $400. They gouge people. What are you laughing at? I gave a fucking the truth how when comics say, oh, that was a smart crowd. You know what? A crowd, you want a good crowd. We're not scientists. We're not nuclear physicists. We're comics. So when people go, oh, they were smart. Shut up. All right? Because some of the drunkest, rowdiest, fucked up audiences are all professors and all teachers and all CEOs. You don't have to be fucking smart to be a good audience. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't get it, do you? When what I'm saying.
Oh, I guess I'm not a smart audience for you right now.
No, you don't need a smart audience. You need a good audience.
No, what do you need from me?
What do I need from you?
I'm your audience right now.
I need for you to play some more of this guy's fucking dumb contest and wrap it up.
We're going to wrap up.
Well, you got
to... I got to run. I got stuff to do.
What do you
got
to do?
I don't want to say it.
You got to go to CrossFit?
Stop. I just said I don't want to say it.
Well, I didn't know if that's what you had to do that you didn't want to say. Why? What's wrong with going to CrossFit?
I don't like talking about it.
You talk about it with everybody.
No, I don't.
With the other...
I never bring it up.
The other CrossFit people.
Yeah, if I find out someone does CrossFit.
Do you light up? Does your eyes light up?
I say, what'd you have to do today?
Three under overs? Three double unders?
Three?
Fucking the dumbest exercises. CrossFit is... The guy makes a fortune just to use the name CrossFit and use his system. Every CrossFit place in this country.
I could bring up anything right now and you would just be like, that's stupid. That's a piece of shit.
Go ahead, bring up anything.
Vegetarianism.
So fucking dumb. Ridiculous. Who does that? Who does it? People that don't like to enjoy life. Who? Give another subject. Let's see. Because I'm not negative towards everything. Give me something else.
Global warming.
Really? Really? Do you believe in that bullshit too? The global warming scam? You believe in that?
What about recycling?
Right? Is that right up there with the recycling?
Oh, okay.
Fucking dumb recyclers. Ugh.
Baby birds.
I'm worried about them. I'm worried about my baby birds.
All right, I gotta go because my
why?
Because I'm gonna start coughing like crazy.
I tell you this is no lie, and I swear you don't have to, you can believe me or not.
Chris Monger is spelled with a K, by the way.
You can
if people
believe,
want to at Chris Monger.
Why are you fucking promoting this guy like he's your fucking
God, relax, because we just talked about him on the podcast.
We didn't talk good. You
so
didn't
what?
Say nice things.
Yeah, I did.
It's you said nice things?
I think he's kind of funny.
Really? Would you hire him to write on your sitcom? If your sitcom was called Punsville, do some puns before we leave. Come on, do two or three puns.
You know, these politicians running for president, they're all throwing their hat in the ring. I didn't know so many politicians had hats.
That's not a fucking pun.
I couldn't think of one.
See?
I didn't and not as you. Easy as he makes you think.
Well, Chris Christie might run for president, or I would say walk.
Whoa.
You like that one?
Yeah, great.
That wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
So would you hire this guy to write on your show, if you had a show?
I don't have a show, so it's a moot point.
No, if you did, I said if is a big word. Two letters is a big word, though. If.
I gotta run.
No.
Why are you making me say something that I clearly don't know? It's a stupid thing.
But why do you keep promoting this?
I'm not promoting him. He asked if, you know, whatever.
Okay, here's our review.
Oh,
here's our review.
What,
give him your review. But
yeah,
we,
but why are you being so aggressive and angry and
I'm
mean
not angry.
And
I'm
whatever?
Not,
it's like,
I'm not
so
angry.
What? We've done it before. We've
but
said
we didn't
things
give
about
him a review. You didn't review it. You just listened to it and talked. He asked for.
Last time, I guess I was really fucking mean, wasn't I?
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean. I know when we did that contest, when you were the judge at that contest at Comics, you made a girl cry.
Before she came out. Before she came out.
No.
Yes. She was scared to come out.
To you because of you?
Yeah, so good.
But you were funny.
She shouldn't be a comic. She's fucking scared.
No. You were funny that night. You were so fucking funny. It was unbelievable.
I wasn't giving real reviews. I was trying to say funny shit after
like
people said.
It's like when we did the comic strip on those open mics.
Yes.
Remember when we did that?
I forget that they're really thinking they're going to get really... like, when I was... Did... they were going to do a new... what do you call it? A gong show or something like that.
Yeah.
And Jeff Ross was going to be the host. And I did the pilot as one of the judges.
Yeah.
And... I thought it would, this would be funny. The little girl came out like a five or six-year-old. It wasn't a real show. It was a pilot. It was like a fucking, you know.
It would have never
nobody's, yeah, it wouldn't have aired. Nobody was making, going to win anything. And the little girl came out and I gave her a one. And she started crying and the mom was very mad. And I was like, oh, that's when I realized like, oh, these people are like, they don't see this as entertainment at all. This is like some real shit right there.
Well, you gave a little girl a one.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I'm just kidding. And I put the zero up like a 10. But really, I was just going to give her a one because I thought it would be funny. I thought it was funny.
You made a one. Really? You thought it was fun? I remember one time this old lady.
I honestly did not think it through in terms of like this might hurt her feelings. I just was thinking this would be funny, which is what always happens to me is that I don't really believe, like I think funny is going to be better than anything.
The same thing happened to me almost the other day. I was coming out of a supermarket and this lady, I don't know, she was like 80 or 83 years old. And she walked by and I tripped her. Just
to be funny.
To be funny, right? And
I don't know what's going on in my throat.
So.
No, I well, get but, it.
Okay,
I
so
get
give
it.
The review. It's, give your review because he wants you to review him.
I like his personality. I don't particularly like his jokes.
Do you think he can become a good comic?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Do you think his head is a little long? Do you think he's kind of like, he looks like the guy from Mask?
Well, you should never be attractive and be a comedian.
So you're saying he's full-blown ugly?
I'm saying he's got the right look.
He does have kind of a big head, though. I mean,
I'm sure he gets laid. He's got, like, confidence. That's, guys don't need to be good-looking.
Yeah, but
sometimes it's a hindrance. I've never gone for good-looking guys, except for you. But really, you're... horrible personality overrode it.
Do you think, like, if you saw him on a date and he walked in and all of a sudden the girl had the same size head as him, it would be like...
I didn't get that he had such a big head.
It looked like it was kind of long. Maybe it was the hair. Maybe the angle I was looking at.
You were looking at it on an iPhone.
You know.
Can we be done? I gotta go.
All right, is there anything you want to plug before we leave?
No, I don't give a shit. Go to Toronto if you're in Toronto when I'm there.
Well, when are you there?
I don't know, five, six, seven.
So, you know what? People hire you because you
have... Follow me on Twitter, you know, at Bonnie McFarlane. You want to fucking find out where I'm at? First of all, if you're in Toronto and you want to see me, you'd be like, oh, let me just Google it. Let me go look at her Twitter.
How do they know you're in Toronto unless you tell
them? I just said I'm in Toronto.
Oh, hey, I'm in Toronto.
June 5th and 6th.
All right, so I had to squeeze that out of you, like you did that black kid out of my back yesterday.
Listen, last night on radio, I would have plugged my dates a couple of times in Toronto, but I never got a chance. You did not stop talking about your own fucking 8,000 dates.
I plugged three dates.
Was I really going to then jump in? Oh, by the also.
You're doing the radio show all by yourself next week with a co-host because I'll be in Ventura. Ventura.
Okay, well, I don't know who I'm going to get.
Who do you think you should get? People, tweet Bonnie. Who
I should get as my co-host.
As her co-host for next week on the radio show at Sirius. I say go with Judy Gold again. She's great as a co-host. Anyhow, okay, so we got to wrap this up. This weekend I'm at Gotham. Sunday, the Raz Room, New Hope. Next week, Ventura Comedy Club. Also, the new mattress sponsor, what's their name right there in front of you? Go to Casper. Go to Casper.
Promo code my wife.
Promo code my wife, save $50. Sports, what's the fantasy?
FantasySports.com.
FantasySports.com.
Why are we turned into this?
All right.
Are
yeah,
we?
Just throwing it out there. That's how the pros do it, baby. That's how the pros do it.
FantasySports.codes.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's
feels totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, and it's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.